The Holy Gospel for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Give me an accounting of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' Then the manager said to himself, 'What will I do now, now that my master is taking the position away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am dismissed as manager, people may welcome me into their homes.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly and make it 50. Then he asked another, 'And how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 containers of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and make it 80. And his master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and whoever is dishonest in a little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As I get older, even though I promised myself I wouldn't, I too now yearn for the good old days. I wasn't ever going to do that, but I am. For example, I am longing for the good old days when you got home at night, your answering machine had messages left by real people. "Sorry, I missed your call. Would be great to touch base with you one of these days. Call me back." No, I don't get calls like that anymore. When I get home, I find on my answering machine messages like this: "There is a warrant for your arrest. Due to non-payment of taxes due to the United States Treasury Department, repeat, a warrant has been issued for your arrest. Call the following number immediately." Now I'm a victim of robocalls on my cell phone. Within 10 minutes, I can receive the same message from 10 different phone numbers with a mechanical voice telling me that I'm in trouble and I need to act quickly. "The warranty on your Buick Encore has expired. Act immediately." That's funny. When I bought the car for my daughter, it was good until the end of 2020. Evidently, my ears were plugged that day. But no, we live in a world today where people are shrewd and slick. And people like me are kind of slow on the uptake. A little naive, maybe. Our text this day is very appropriate. Now, this guy is shrewd. He knows how to take care of his future. And he's an interesting guy. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. He sounds like he's kind of lazy, but he also sounds like he's kind of smart. I know people like that. We all know people like that. You and I live in a world filled with people like that. And today, you've got to be shrewd to make it in this world. It's getting ever more complicated, ever more chaotic, harder and harder to make sense out of things. What to do? It seems like there's not a lot of hope. In the text, the master commends the dishonest manager because he'd acted shrewdly. Really? I don't like hearing that. Jesus says it's okay to act like that in the world. It's okay to play the game with those distorted rules. And how about us? Those people that try to be the children of light. For the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. Seems in a way Jesus is also saying that, you know, Christians, you're kind of naive. You're kind of slow on the uptake. You need to learn the rules of playing the game. I don't think Jesus is really doing that. But I think Jesus is reminding us today what the world is really like. And that you and I, as children of light, have to learn how to play our game effectively. The young men and women in this video this morning are children of light. And do you see how they played the game? They fed people with love and compassion. They gave them their heart and their gift of peace. They filled them with hope. And the thing was, they didn't expect anything in return. That's the problem with the shrewd people. They act in such a way that they're owed a favor. Children of light don't do that. They just give and give and give. And I was gratified today when I heard those young men and women say, doing that made my heart feel good. Because you know what? I think the shrewd people in the world, when they call in that favor, I don't think they feel good. I think they probably feel guilty because that's how they operated in the world. And so today, as we listen to the words of this rather perplexing text in which it's hard to understand who we are and who Jesus is, maybe we need to just remember who we are. We are those children of light, called to be shrewder than the shrewd by giving ourselves away. And I can't promise you much, but I can promise you this: it'll make your heart feel good. Thanks be to God. Amen.